Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Weird show today, guys. A little weird. Didn't expect...
Everybody's cranky today.
Yeah, didn't expect...
Hey, what happened?
Didn't expect you ran Tobias Harris out of town to
you
be
really
the topic
did,
of the show.
Yeah, he did. No one else wanted him gone but you.
Can I tell you the funniest part? I haven't been here for 3 years.
Sure, yep.
Tobias Harris played every year of his contract.
And guess how many charges he took during that time?
Zero.
Zero.
How many points he scored in his last playoff game?
Offensive players don't take charges.
Some of them.
Yeah, he's a killer on the offensive end. Yep.
Meanwhile, all right, you know what? I'm not there. Can we get Sacrifice for Soto update? This is important stuff.
Yes.
The Juan Soto stuff can't take a day off. High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report / Sacrifice for Soto Report now.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Sacrifice for Soto. Here's Jackie Baseball.
That got changed, right?
It did, but like it was a little battle.
Not the cleanest.
Yeah.
Oh.
But we appreciate the quick turnaround.
Yes.
Maybe a little much more time in the lab.
Yeah.
But again, appreciate that you do a great job.
Great job.
Yeah, thank you as always for everything you do for the station.
Yes, great job.
So the first thing is, it came out this morning from Mark Feinson. He said, word is that Juan Soto prefers to stay on the East Coast.
There you go.
Which would be an obstacle for the Dodgers or any West Coast club. The Phillies will likely take a shot.
Yes!
At the four-time All-Star.
Who reported that?
Mark Feinsand.
Who is that?
Oh, he's actually pretty reputable
okay.
for MLB.com.
I'm not saying he's not. I just didn't know who he was. No offense to him.
No, it's like, but some of the guys, we know they're Boris Botts. Like Nightingale and
okay,
whoever.
Yes.
He's pretty down the middle.
Okay.
So, so he said they're going to take a shot at him.
Okay.
Which feels about right.
Yeah.
You know, if you put the percentage of them getting him, it feels like, 15% maybe?
Yeah, something like that.
So
that's not a bad percentage.
It's not a bad percentage. You take it. Now, one scene that's obviously been rumored is...
And just real quick, East Coast, we're talking about Mets, Phillies, Yankees.
Yep.
Who am I forgetting about?
I mean, I guess the Red Sox, technically.
Okay.
But they haven't really been linked to him.
Yeah.
The Blue Jays have been linked to him,
but I'd be shocked. He's not going to Canada.
I really do think, it's a three-horse race.
Yeah.
Unless for some reason he goes back to Washington.
Okay.
Which dude, according to FanDuel, they have better odds than the Phillies. I don't get it.
For what?
I know.
They have, FanDuel has him at the Phillies like seventh or eighth.
No, I'm just saying, why would he go to Washington?
I loved it there. They're rebuilding again.
Don't they do a lot of deferring the money too?
Oh, yeah.
They're big on deferring the money.
Yeah. No one better.
Yeah.
So someone said.
They started it, didn't they? Yeah.
They sure did. And the Dodgers ruined it for everyone involved. But either way, hopefully he stays on the East Coast. Do not need him going to the Dodgers and turning them into a monster more than they already are.
Yeah.
So the one team, obviously, that is going to be going against the Phillies is the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does this sound like a GM? This, what you'll hear is Brian Cashman that is too confident that his team is going to retain Juan Soto. Here's Brian Cashman yesterday at the GM meetings.
What are you talking about?
Dude.
What the hell is he talking about?
Yeah, we're trying to put our best foot forward.
Dude. I want to avoid meetings as much as anybody does. I hate meetings. You know, I had to go through a lot of meetings as program director or whatever. Mm-hmm. When you have the most sought-after free agent in baseball, who's only been on the team for 1 year, who's going to get paid more than anyone ever got paid in baseball, your attitude is, we'll meet if he wants to?
Like, what do you... Yeah. If I'm a Yankee fan right now, I'm like, what?
I would
wait a minute. What?
I would be at Brian Cashman's front door saying, if you're Cashman, right? If you're the Yankees and you want to retain Juan Soto, instead of acting like, and you mentioned this before the show, instead of acting like we're the Yankees, you got to come back. Don't you want to show everything that the Yankees are to this guy?
Yes.
You bring him to Yankee Stadium. You hang his name. You hang his number in the rafters that day to show him what it looks like. Mm-hmm. You bring in every Yankees legend who's ever lived.
Do you make him a bust for Monument Park?
Yes. You make him a bust for Monument Park.
Yeah, go ahead and make it. Yep, might as well.
You bring in Gerrit Cole. You bring in Aaron Judge. You bring in any famous New Yorker. You're in friggin' New York. Make the guy feel like a fool for leaving.
Right.
Because of
like, why would you want to leave here?
Yes. And all the pageantry. He'll meet with us if he feels like he needs to.
Dude, that's crazy.
We can't. If we get outbid by the Mets, it is what it is. We can't get outbid by the Yankees. Not with that attitude.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they want to be in a bidding war.
They don't.
Oh, you know what? I wonder. Yeah, that's what it has to be. They must be getting a sense that the Yankees aren't his top choice, his top priority.
Oh, so they don't want to. They're acting like maybe they don't even.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it kind of feels like. It feels like they know he isn't necessarily looking to come back to New York, at least for the Yankees.
Well, they're putting out there that there's a real chance he's not going to be a Yankee.
Yes.
Just to let the fans know.
Yes.
I want to give perspective. We're in Philadelphia. We had Juan Soto, right? Our season ended. He's a free agent. Dave Dombrowski goes, yeah, we'll meet with him if he wants to. Can you imagine? We wouldn't talk about anything. And it's Eagles season.
Right.
And the main story would be Dave Dombrowski might not even want to meet with Juan Soto. Yeah. I can't even imagine it.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. His comments after the World Series.
Yes. It had to piss them off.
It had to.
Yes.
Because it ticked off a lot of the fans.
Yep.
And so, great for us who wants him to leave, but I can only imagine if they feel like, hold up. You mean to tell me you're willing to leave the New York Yankees? Like, it's the wrong mindset to have, but that's what they're thinking.
And maybe they're trying to turn Juan Soto into a villain.
Yes.
And maybe not just you're willing to leave, but 30 minutes after you lost the World Series, they asked you about your free agency, and you said no one has any advantage when you could have. And Susan Waldman said this. Susan was on with Maggie and Perloff, and they asked her. And she said, it's the wrong time to say that.
Yeah.
All you have to do, it's a very simple answer. You don't have to say the Yankees are the favorite.
Yep.
You have to say, we just lost the World Series. I'm not even thinking about free agency right now. It's done.
That's all you got to do.
And then nobody can ask another question.
It was like he was ready to let everybody know, like, hey, I'm open for business if you want me.
Because
I'm going to the highest bidder.
All he had to say was, look. And by the way, it's not like he has to let everyone know he's going to the highest bidder. Of course, that's what the agent is for.
Yes.
All he had to say was, I'm not talking about free agency right now. I've loved being a Yankee.
Yes.
Done.
I've enjoyed my time here. Yes.
Done.
First class organization.
And by the way, if he says he loves being a Yankee, that puts extra pressure on the organization and it gets him more money.
Right.
This is all good news for us.
Yes.
Because it certainly means that they don't even feel like they're the front runner to bring him back.
No.
Like, they don't even feel that way. And it sort of feels like they're not going to help him, like, up his price.
Right. They're not going to help drive up.
Yeah, they have to drive up his price.
And after they did what they did with Gerrit Cole, they just played hardball, who is another Scott Boras client. They just played hardball with Gerrit Cole, basically decided not to give him another year. And they said, go ahead, go find more money somewhere else. I almost think like two triple decker mayonnaise sandwiches. Do we need a
no? Because now, man, I went up and one decker already.
Yeah. Because you think it's going to happen?
It's going to happen. Yeah. Yes, yes.
By the way, yes. Jack said this is funny.
Yeah, you better be getting Jill prepared.
Well, here's
we've had a conversation.
Yeah,
she's willing to meet.
Well, here's what's funny is so our president of programming, Jeff Sottolano, who worked here, he sends me a text message and he goes, sacrifice for Soto, that's great. I love it. He goes, but Ike really has to up his game on the sacrifice. But what I told him was, and what I truly believe, is even though I'm getting a Soto tattoo, and Jack is naming his son Juan, the best content we're going to get will be the YouTube of you eating the mayonnaise sandwich.
Yep.
It's not even close.
Yeah. Nobody gets anything out of Juan Fritz. No.
Besides like the occasional chuckle when they remind themselves.
Yes. I mean, I'll get something out of it. You'll get something out of it. But as far as the listener, the listener watching you gag down a mayonnaise sandwich.
I'm definitely going to gag. That's for sure.
Well, Howard was saying last night he wants you to just sit there with a tub.
A tub of mayonnaise
and just scoop it.
I wouldn't make
it. Like ice cream.
Yeah, I would not make it.
By the way, big talk out of Howard. I asked him if he would shave his head if the Eagles win the Super Bowl for Sirianni, and he wouldn't even commit to it.
Well, I asked him what he's sacrificing.
Oh, and what did he say?
He's like, this is your shtick.
Oh.
don't involve me in your shtick.
Okay.
Involve me.
All right.
It's more good news on the Juan Soto front.
Okay.
So Scott Boras talked to reporters this morning. Uh-huh. No one better. He makes up all this nonsense.
Yep.
And really,
and then responds to it.
He's a master at playing the market. Usually, he was a disaster last offseason. This year, he's looking to bounce back. But he said Soto is prioritizing any team owner who's committed to winning with the right amount of money, of course. Basically saying, hey, John. Hey, Steve Cohen.
Yep.
Who wants him? We're open for business.
Oh, man. This dude has a great job, man.
Dude, and he gets like, what, 5% of a $600 million contract?
Dude, if I was...
He's going to sign for a crap ton of money whether you're his agent or not. It's unbelievable.
If I was Scott Boras, I would just call Middleton. I would call Cohen. And I said, here's what I want you to do. This address on December 10th, I want you to both show up with cash. Bags of cash.
Bags of cash.
Bags. And if it's the same amount of cash, I'll have a boxing ring there, and you two are going to have to fight to the death to show who wants to win the most.
Man.
John Middleton wants to win. Juan. He wants to win. Scott, he wants to win. Come on, John. And new owners.
Yeah.
Money.
It's exciting that John Middleton seems to be open to this. Yes. It's one thing for us to all want him and try to put the pressure there. But it seems like the owner certainly is looking to make some big changes this offseason.
Well, especially when yesterday he's talking about we're comfortable with a $300 million payroll. The payroll right now, I believe, after that you factor in all the contracts, is already at 256. Mm. So he's already planning for going over 300.
So they're at 256, and Soto will be about 40 some a year.
Uh-huh.
That puts him right at 300, John.
I know.
Let's do it. Plus, we're going to have to give Bryce a little money, make him happy.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's
now, what they could do, they could also trade some pieces to keep the money down.
Yeah.
And you just get Soto, and then you figure it out.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that is also on the table, I think, as well.
Fine.
All right. That's an acceptable offseason.
It reminds me a little bit. The let a guy go to get a guy reminds me of Halladay and Cliff Lee.
I was going to say, Cliff Lee.
Yeah.
Roy Halladay.
Yeah.
And they tried to pull one over on us.
Yep.
Very confusing day.
It was. I was on the air that day, yeah.
It was very, very, very confusing.
It had to be so conflicting, right?
We didn't trade Cliff Lee. What happened? You know my goofy self.
Oh, we had Cliff Lee up.
Well, and I had the trades all messed up and mixed up.
Oh, did you?
Yes, of course I did.
Which is more confusing in the city? The Cliff Lee Roy Halladay day or the Bradford and Foles, which is the first round pick or not?
That was
or second round
that,
pick.
That was confusing
too.
Yes.
I actually got madder on air when I found out, like, hold on, we gave up a second round pick? Hold on, we sent Foles and the damn second round pick?
For Sam Bradford?
Yeah, for Sam Bradford?
We did get that preseason game out of him, though. The 10 out of 10.
Well, hold on. And he was coming off surgery. He wasn't even healthy.
And we had his final seven games. He showed something those final seven games.
You know, I'm actually going to say something really nice about Jalen Hurts right now.
Oh, well, there you go.
You think back. Mark Sanchez was an Eagles quarterback. Mm-hmm. Sam Bradford was an Eagles quarterback.
Nick Foles.
He's
not in that category.
Kevin Cobb. Mm. Just all the guys
Matt
that
Barkley.
We had. Yes. All the guys we had.
Did he really play? Did he ever play?
He did. He did.
He did?
Yes.
In a real game?
Yep. I believe so, yes.
I don't even remember.
Played in a real game?
Wow.
Jalen has a better arm than Matt Barkley, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's for sure.
Yeah. Just you appreciating right now rather than saying what Jalen can't do, and there are several things, but saying rather than appreciating what Jalen can't do, you have to think about the positions that they've been in previously and the players that we have talked ourselves into, because we did talk ourselves into Sam Bradford.
Not me.
Oh, you didn't? Never.
He's the only Eagle quarterback I've never liked.
Yeah, right.
Sleeves. Yes.
Sleeves.
Couldn't get behind it.
And the who's
and the eyes.
Yes.
Probably worse than the sleeves.
Yeah, crazy
honestly,
eyes.
Yes, yes.
Crazy eyes.
Okay, he's not looking at anybody straight.
No.
Matt Barkley played in three games for the Eagles. Four games for the Eagles.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I swear that Chip Kelly era,
Dude, his first game, he's 11 of 20 with three picks.
Matt Barkley?
Yeah.
Well, the best thing about Chip is that Chip had such an ego. He was just like, I can make anybody.
I can make anybody, yes.
As long as they'll, because he wanted somebody who would listen to him.
Yep.
That's all he wanted. Just do what I tell you, because he is forever a college coach.
Yep.
Do what I tell you, and it'll go fine. Oh, my God. Anything else about the sacrifice for Soto thing?
Nothing about Soto.
Okay, all right.
But, you know. Do you want other things?
Well, no. One quick other thing. So, and then we'll. And by the way, if you're listening, so sacrifice for Soto means that. Look, John Middleton. Forget about the money he's going to sacrifice for Soto. He sold part of his share of the Phillies. You have to know what that means to him to get more money. That's what he did. He sold part of his team to get more money. That's his sacrifice. So, Jack is naming his second son Juan. I will get a Juan Soto tattoo. Ike will eat the triple-decker mayonnaise sandwich. Jay Wright said he would go on TV in his job. Rather than a suit, he would wear my clothes. Shield Kapadia, growing a mustache. Broad's going to have a Juan Soto haircut with 22 shaved into the side.
Elliot, no soccer jerseys at training camp.
At training camp. So what we're asking you is just sacrifice something. If you want to let us know, we have a document here. We're recording everyone's sacrifice. We may submit this to Mr. Middleton at some point, just showing that we're doing it too. The one thing Jack wanted to ask you about with the Phillies, I was reading the ESPN was estimating what they led with Soto, but what the free agent deals were going to be. One of them was Jeff Hoffman, 3 years, I think it was like $40 million or something like that, that they estimated he would get.
Sure.
It might have even been more. I think it was $16 million a year, yeah. Whatever it was.
Maybe 3 years, 44?
I mean, he's gone at that number.
Probably,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if you're getting Juan Soto.
Yeah.
Which is a shame because, listen, Jeff Hoffman I thought was great last year. And I think he's a really good relief pitcher. It's unfortunate what happened in the Mets series.
Yeah.
You know, I think that the time off affected him and Stroud the most. Because you get in a rhythm as a reliever, then all of a sudden you're off for 5 days.
Right.
But if he has an opportunity to start elsewhere, he has to take that. The Phillies aren't going to make him a starter.
Yeah, and he ultimately wants to be a starter because he makes more money that way.
Yeah.
Especially the way that baseball treats relievers now, because there's far fewer you're a closer type of deals out there. Like, I think more teams are treating every reliever the same. You know, not the same, but you know what I mean. Not everybody's a closer. They also estimated that Carlos Estevez is going to get 3 years and $36 million.
Not from here, hopefully.
Oh, dude, I would throw a fit. I would throw a day after Cowboys game, I would spend an hour throwing a fit.
Carlos Estevez?
Yeah, 3 years, $36 million. So if you're willing to tell us what you're going to sacrifice for Soto, 215-592-9494, and you can post on social media, use the hashtag, all that sort of stuff. So it's been a week since we had Flyers and 50.
Oh, yeah. Every Wednesday, it seems like.
Yeah, I did. I saw Broads yesterday. He's fired up for it. Unfortunately, Broads only has 42 seconds this week.
Yeah.
Because the Flyers have gone 1-2 since last week, which means he lost another 2 seconds.
They might stink.
They might. At least as long as Michkov is good.
All we care about.
That's all I care about. You know what? I'm going to buy a Michkov sweater, too. One of the authentic ones.
There you go.
Yeah.
Like a sweater. By sweater, you mean like a hockey jersey.
Yeah.
Yes. Well,
us hockey guys.
I just want to make sure you do, using the right lingo.
We're hockey guys here.
Yeah, of course.
This is the number one Flyer show in Philadelphia.
Well, and I like that they're taking the Sixers approach. You get the star player, and then you tank again.
Yes. Just keep being bad. So coming up next, Flyers in 42, and also your calls on the Eagles and sacrifice for Soto, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and...
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fritz. The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I don't want to make this sound urgent because we don't know what it is. It could be nothing, but some Jalen Hurts injury stuff could be out there. We will get to it right after we get past the important thing, which is, if you listen to the WIP Afternoon Show, you know we're the number one flyer show in the city, and we address it with the number one flyer segment in the city, Flyers in 50, with our buddy Broads. How are we feeling, Broads?
Heartbreaking loss last night in Carolina. Heartbreaking loss. I can't believe they didn't squeeze a point out of that one. What everyone was watching last night, of course.
Yes. Yeah, everybody was
locked in.
Locked in. Yeah, heartbreaking. It's hard to call when you allow six goals. Heartbreaking, right? I think.
Yeah. Now, I will say this. The impact of Flyers in 50 is no joke.
Really?
So Saturday, I was taking calls on the beautiful airwaves here of 94 WIP, and I got a call that we have to fire the assistant coach, Rocky Thompson, because not satisfied. The fans are not satisfied with some of the offensive ideas.
Now, this is cutting into your time.
Yeah. This is your cheating.
Yeah, Spike let his guard down for one moment. This is too far.
Well, I thought this was going to be about the segment.
More idiot flyer talk. Yeah. Rocky Thompson.
Hold on. Just the fact that we are fielding phone calls about
calls. This is not a we topic.
That's a smack in the face. I had this all planned. I thought you guys were going to be excited about it. Big growth step forward of this program that you guys put on from 2 to 6. And now I just get smacked right in the face.
Yeah. Well, more bad news for you. Since the last time you were on. So the last time you were on, you only had 44 seconds because the Flyers had lost. So since then, 1 and 2.
Whatever. I'm more pissed off than Ike was to start the show. Let's go to break.
You lose 2 more seconds. So it's Flyers in 42. So let's get it done. Yeah.
Flyers in 50 42. With Hunter Brody.
John Tortorella's getting me angry again. In what world are we benching Matvei Michkov? 13 minutes last night? You're telling me all the kid plays is 13 minutes on the road against a good team like the Hurricanes? And this is after he already benched them against St. Louis. So now we are dealing with the typical John Tortorella, I'm putting my foot down crap. When the kid's 19 and he's clearly going to have blunders, there's no reason for him not to be out there. And by the way, shocker, Philadelphia's got a goaltending problem. The hell is this? I can't win a game when we go to our backup? It's a joke. So now I got two problems. Can't stop the puck, and John Tortorella's benching our good young.
Oh, sorry.
I love the sigh.
They really, Why are they benching Miechkov? That's crazy. Isn't the only important thing this year that guy getting ice time and getting better? So when you guys are in a position to win, that he is as good as he can be?
Yes! Torts didn't like a little mistake in the D zone. Yo, Torts, I hate to break it to you.
It's called a big dose of D.
There you go. Big dose of D. It's going to happen. But you have to live with those mistakes. The kid's great. He's going to have some hiccups. It is what it is. Typical Torts, though. Typical Torts.
Well, really, and this is the last thing. Trust me, because we've already done too much. But the key to the rebuilding thing that the Flyers are trying to do, and nobody knows this better than I do, is you have to have a general manager and a coach who understand that the most important thing right now is developing the young players, not winning a game or teaching the guy a lesson or anything. It's getting better, getting ice time. That's the most important thing he can get is NHL ice time. They're wasting a year like this if they're doing that with him.
Wow, I need you to do Flyers in 50 next
year. All right, bros. When are you on again, WIP?
I am on tomorrow night after Thursday night football, so make sure you're locked in.
All right. And on Twitter, you're Brodes81, right? Is that it?
That is correct.
Yeah, right. We're going to update that, by the way. Brodes81.
Well, what do you want me to do, Brodes WIP?
Just Brodes. Can't you just be Brodes?
I tried Brodes. Trust me. Oh, Someone snagged it. You kidding me?
Why don't you change it to Flyers in 50?
Well, now we're talking.
All right, Brodes.
All right, I'm hanging up now. All right,
there it is. Wow. Did you hear how he tried to sneak more Flyers talking
in
there?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
He's like, my weekend show. Everyone was calling about Rocky Thompson. Yeah. So many people want to talk about the Flyers.
Yes. One guy.
I give him credit.
Absolutely. I give him credit for trying.
Yes.
He's never going to sneak it past all three of us at once. He snuck that one past me, but he didn't sneak it through Jack. So.
Well, and then I'm sitting here because I'm the only one that's hanging on every word.
Yes, you love it.
I do.
You just love hearing Brodes talk about the Flyers.
I do.
Yeah. I like.
He's fired up.
I love hearing him talk about the Flyers for 42 seconds. That's what I love.
Well, that's part of the allure to the segment as well.
Yes.
Is that he doesn't get enough time and he's upset that he's not getting enough time.
I love it.
And Jack is right there waiting to press the buzzer. He can't wait for that horn to go off.
It might have been 41 points.
Yeah,
itchy trigger finger over there.
Whenever he starts cooking, that's when I know we got to get out.
So, Jack, Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Before we get to the phones, I think we're going to need a new Twitter question here because Ike mentioned something yesterday that I have been thinking about for 24 hours. I've realized I'm not that quick on my feet. Is that something happens one day and I don't really think about it fully until the next day.
You're a deep process guy.
Yeah. Well, I'm a psycho. Again, not a fun person, constantly anxious, whatever. So like yesterday we're talking about Saquon Barkley and his workload. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned yesterday, he is on pace for 371 touches, which would be the most in his career. And for context, Christian McCaffrey had 339 last year. And I am concerned about it. It's not like I want to take him off the field. I don't want to skip games, but I want to make sure that we get not just one great season out of Saquon, a full season and a full season next year at the very least.
Yep.
So finding a way to maybe take a little bit of the load off him. The question you asked me yesterday was, or the thing that you posed was, well, can we just pass it more? Right? So the question I ask you is, I give you a choice, you know? And I say, Ike, we have two choices. We can manage Saquon's workload a little bit. The two choices are throw it more or give a couple extra touches a game to Will Shipley and Kenny Gainwell. Mm-hmm. What would your response be to that?
Oh, my instinct is to say throw it more.
Right.
That's my instinct. Obviously, if you got Jalen at quarterback and you got the receivers that we have on the outside, you'd think, man, just throw it more. And then you think, okay, the alternative is giving it to Kenny Gainwell a little bit more. Meh. I think I'd rather throw it more.
So
if you're telling me that I may need to throw it 5 to 6 more times a game. So if I'm around 28 to 30 passing attempts to the outside, I think I'd rather have that. I think Jalen has been playing well enough that he's formed some good habits. You know, everything that you do that's repetitive becomes habit at some point. And so I know last week he had a couple plays that could have been turnovers, right?
Yep.
He had the overthrow of Devontae. So I know that was there, but I just don't have a lot of faith in what I'm getting out of Kenny Gainwell.
I disagree. Here's why.
Yeah.
And I know the idea of going, I know it sounds crazy, the idea of going from Saquon Barkley touches to Kenny Gainwell and Will Shipley. It's obviously a drop-off.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, as long as we've had a great offensive line in Philadelphia, whoever the running back is there, and this isn't to discredit Saquon. Saquon is one of the, in his time here, I'm not saying he's one of the best Eagles ever. I'm saying the way that he's playing is as good as I've seen a running back play at this moment for the Philadelphia Eagles. I want to make that clear.
Yeah.
But in the time that they've had this great offensive line, it's almost like whatever running back is back there is effective. Not outstanding, but is effective, whether it's Miles Sanders or in this case, Kenny Gainwell or whatever. I've seen Kenny Gainwell when there are 6 yards to get there, he gets the 6 yards. He doesn't seem like he makes mistakes in that way, right?
Right.
He runs straight ahead. And I actually think Kenny Gainwell is a little bit dynamic too. So the thing with Jalen is I think part of why he's playing better is because of what they are doing on offense.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like even if Saquon isn't there, we can continue to have the same philosophy with another running back back there. And I think when you're... And quite honestly, I'm not super confident in Jalen throwing the ball more. And I don't...
See, that's where we differ.
Yeah.
I got a little more confidence in him throwing it than you do.
Yes. I don't. And we'll see. He could prove me wrong for sure. But I think what we have right now is working in terms of strategy, is working in terms of philosophy. And I almost think you can have that strategy and philosophy with Saquon off. Because they're doing it now. They're not doing it a lot, but they're doing it now. Like, it's not when Kenny Gainwell's on the field, he gets the ball. It's not like they're just giving Saquon.
Yeah, I know. We see it.
Yeah. They're not just giving Saquon a breather and throwing it on those downs.
Right.
They're giving Saquon a breather, and Kenny Gainwell gets the ball. So I would rather run the ball the same amount with the other guys and give him a few less touches rather than having Jalen throw the ball more than he's throwing
it. Yeah, I could see that. I mean, listen, I could see that. I could see the Eagles sort of saying, we don't want to deviate from what we've been doing from a philosophical standpoint. Philosophical. That's not even a word.
No, it's a good one, though. We'll keep it.
I tried. I got it out there.
Yeah.
From a philosophical standpoint, they want to continue to do the same thing because it's working for them.
This would be a good question for Baldy,
listen,
by the way.
Maybe it's me. I feel like Jalen has gotten whatever the issues were in those first 4 weeks. He's sort of got a better handle on that now. He's not leaving the pocket too early. He's still holding the damn ball too long sometimes, but he's not leaving the pocket early like he was earlier in the season.
But I think part of it is him not throwing it as much,
right? I agree. Listen, I think that's a fair argument.
Yeah.
I really do. I think it's a fair argument. I'm just looking at it and I'm saying I feel like he's in a better place. Where remember, I was calling for him to stop throwing it as much earlier. I just feel like he's in a better place now, that he could handle it a little bit better.
He's definitely they're definitely running more play action under center, and he looks better doing, the timing routes are better than they were. They're not perfect, but they're better than they were. 215-592-9494. If you were going to pull Saquon, get him fewer touches, would you do it by running Gainwell more or having Jalen throw more? Jack, what would you do?
Don't mess up a good thing. I think Kenny Gainwell mostly stinks, but he's serviceable, I guess. I don't think he's going to go out there and start running backwards. And I think that Saquon, I think the Eagles offense, like, you know what I mean?
He's not gonna, I do know. You said it. I'm like, what?
Like, he's not going to hold back the Eagles offense. He's not going to add much to it. Because, again, he's basically Wendell Smallwood. But he's in a good spot by not throwing as much. And you don't need to screw that up. Just take it. Just get more Kenny Gainwell touches.
Yeah, a little foot off the gas.
Yeah, or can I see what Will Shipley's got? Can I just see what he's got?
I got to be honest with you. I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Really?
On. Yeah.
Listen, look what we got.
I like Will Shipley. I actually thought he would be used more already.
I agree. And we've gotten good. This is actually looking like kind of a great, possibly great rookie class.
Yeah.
See
for the
got.
Eagles, you mean?
For yeah. the yeah. Eagles, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I was more impressed with Will Shipley when I watched the YouTube clips after the draft and in the preseason than when I see him on when I see him in regular
yeah.
season games.
Yeah.
There's something about Shipley that it when I'm saying I think Gainwell pops a little, and it's been very limited. I don't feel like I see the same thing out of Shipley yet from a
yeah.
from a pop
I don't think he gets the same opportunities.
Yeah, that could
yeah,
be.
Yeah, he's not getting the same opportunities.
That could be it as well. And then I mentioned some Jalen news. And Jack, could you post that Twitter question there?
I did.
The Jalen news, hold on, I want to get the text message. This is per Tim McManus. Something to keep an eye on. Jalen Hurts came out a little late to practice, worked with a trainer during warmups, and to this point has not taken a rep during individual drills. So Jalen not practicing. So the optimistic way to look at that is they gave Cam Jurgens the day off today. There were a couple of guys that got the day off just as a, but he's the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't, I hadn't heard anything about him being banged up.
And well, he looked a little banged up on Sunday.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he had a couple times where he got up
slow on yeah. the rushing touchdown.
The one where he jumped on Fred Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he might have got
the wind knocked out of him.
Or get your bell rung a little bit.
Sure.
Would you rather?
Like back in the day, Ike, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If he couldn't play, Kenny Pickett or Tanner McKee?
Tanner McKee.
Oh, Tanner McKee.
Yeah, Tanner McKee. Yeah, I'm a little disappointed. Kenny Pickett looks like he stinks. yeah. Can't throw the ball. How do you end up a quarterback in the NFL, a first-round pick? It doesn't look like he can throw the ball.
Well, that makes two of them.
Yeah. Warren in Gwynedd Valley, you're on WIP.
Hey, Ike. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to talk about what you started your show with, unless you wanted to talk Eagles.
Nah, you can go.
No, with, yeah, absolutely.
Well, didn't we start the show with the Eagles?
Yeah, we did start the show with the Eagles. You're not going to talk about Tobias Harris, are you?
No.
Okay.
Wouldn't right. do that to anybody.
Okay.
No, when you were comparing the Eagles not going all in at the draft, and then you compared the Dodgers.
Oh, the trade deadline.
Trade deadline, you mean. Yes.
Yes. With Tommy Edmonds, and I don't know, Ike, I don't want to get my head bit off, but you were saying that anybody could have done what Tommy Edmonds did, and it didn't have to be him.
Yeah.
But all these pieces, you know, on any sport team, to me, they have to fit together perfectly, just like our 2017 season did with the Eagles. Whereas, could we have made it with Carson Wentz? We don't know. But without Nick Foles, undoubtedly, you know, he was the missing piece that got us through. And he was with the Eagles, then we traded him, then he came back. And if all those things hadn't happened, then we may not have had our Super Bowl. So each player, you know, in their time, you know, is whether the pieces fit together or not, you win or they lose. And to me, it's important that, you know, whatever the universe brings us or brings any team, that's the key to the success.
So you're saying you wouldn't want to add anybody because it would disrupt the rhythm and togetherness that they're playing with? Is that sort of what you're saying?
No. My thesis is, if the Eagles were to have gone out, for example, and gotten another piece, we don't know if those piece or pieces would have fit and worked out. Like Howie Roseman got all these pieces last year that was no help at all, as you guys pointed out. So we could be disappointed whether he goes out and gets players. We could be disappointed that he doesn't. It's no clue until, you know, the history is played out that it was a success or it was a failure.
Oh, well, that's for sure, but I can't wait until this season's over.
Yeah, we got to do a
over.
Show today.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think the thing, here's what I would say about the thing you just said about Nick Foles, and I think the 2017 season is a good one to bring up. And by the way, they did make a move, they traded for Jay Ajayi, and I don't remember if it was right at the deadline.
No, it was.
But, and he wasn't, he wasn't the primary reason they won, for sure, but right, having him right, certainly added to, and that was exactly, a running back by committee thing, mm-hmm, with LeGarrette Blount and Corey Clement and all that stuff. But I think the reason that I would have made a trade is, specifically bringing up the Nick Foles thing, you never know what's going to happen. So we could be happy, happy-ish. I don't even know if I'd say happy with our edge guys right now, but they've been good enough over the last few weeks to have a good defense. My point is, if you have an opportunity to get better, especially when you have a team as good as the Eagles are, especially when the other teams in the conference are getting better, I could be proven wrong on this, but it seems like they just sort of punted it, and I don't know that is the right move. I wouldn't have made that move. I think this team is closer to the top of the NFC than I thought they were going to be. I think you are lucky in that Christian McCaffrey hasn't really played this year, and the Packers, I assumed would be, they've been fine, but I assumed would be better than they were going to be this year. The NFC seemed that the Cowboys are having a disastrous year. So instead of saying, okay, these other teams aren't very good, so we're good enough, my point would be, okay, these teams aren't as good as we thought they would be, let's go in and make sure that we're better than those teams. And there's no guarantee, there's the last thing, there's no guarantee that trade deadline trade works. I agree
with
you.
And that's why it's hard to fault the Eagles for not doing something.
Well, they have more information than I do as to whether a play. But it still sucked to think that I would have, The two spots I thought that they could have added at would have been edge and would have been running back. And I'm disappointed that we didn't come away from the trade deadline with at least somebody to add to the mix at those positions.
One more last thing before I go. It's almost like, you know, Christmas for the fans that we're waiting for something to happen at the deadline. And when it finally comes, we get left with nothing. And it's a disappointment, no matter who it is or what it would have been.
Yeah, I don't even know if fans are disappointed
that
they didn't
so.
Do anything at the trade deadline. This team has won four straight games, and they seem to be gelling right now at the right time. And not to belabor the whole Dodgers and what they did, but that's also the impact over the course of a series, not one game. Football is a one-game scenario.
Yep.
You don't play well that day, you go home, season over with. I don't care who you traded for. Season's over with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you're trading for the type of player that you can just all jump on his back and he's going to go lead you to victory. He still needs the offense to play well. He needs the secondary to cover. Like, he needs other things to happen for his presence to be worth it.
Truly,
they could easily lose with him.
Truly, the biggest – thank you for the call, Warren. The biggest – thing here is, and we've all talked about it, and mm-hmm, and we all agree on it so much that we don't even bring it up really anymore, is that the Bryce Huff thing just seems like such a massive swing and a miss because Josh Sweat has been good enough, you know.
Yeah, he's got 5 sacks.
We've gotten more out of Brandon Graham than I think we would have expected to. It's just that Huff thing, he was going to be the guy who got to the quarterback a lot. And
yeah, but
not,
you know what, though? That was always fool's goal. And if people had actually paid attention to him, they would have realized the expectation on him primarily came from, you got rid of a 4-time double-digit sack guy in Hassan Reddick, and the Eagles signed him. So a lot of people drank the Kool-Aid just because the Eagles signed him. Had you realized Josh Huff was a role player, not Bryce Huff, was a role player in New York who only came in on passing downs. He had more sacks last year than he had combined in his career prior to that in the contract year. He had never been a featured pass rusher.
The funny part is, I'm not surprised we didn't know. I guess I'm a little surprised that Howie Roseman didn't.
Well, they did it because they were determined not to have Hassan Reddick here.
And that was the only thing
And that's the only thing they felt they could do is, okay, we're going to get this guy, bring him in. And I don't even know, did they look at the film on him? did they just sign him blindly?
Well, the amazing part about it is maybe it's easy to say in retrospect, but the amazing part about it is all the experts we have on, whether it's Baldy or Lombardi or Jaws, they're all like, oh, well, this guy is really only good when he has his two hands down, he's rushing, and he was a benefit of this, that, and that. And everybody seems to, oh, yeah, of course. And I'm like, well,
How did the Eagles see this?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's true, though. It's true. I don't know how they didn't see it.
That's Howie's laugh.
Okay.
Yeah. That, I know. You're freaked out.
That I didn't know what that laugh was.
Let me tell you the story about what happened there.
Okay.
But I'll also throw in there, and this is what happens when they do things out of desperation. When we were so bad last year in the middle of the season at the linebacker position, they brought in Shaq Leonard. All you had to do was go watch Shaq Leonard's film and see how bad he was. He had got benched in Indy.
When they were a playoff team.
When they were a playoff team.
By the way, Devin White.
Devin White, same thing.
Devin White got benched last year. Nobody wanted him.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You wonder, are they doing it out of desperation? Or are you like, do you really evaluate the guy and see how he's going to fit into your system and project what he's going to be?
Well, I think the funniest thing about Bryce Huff is that I feel like if I can watch the game the next morning and be like, wait a minute, Bryce Huff can't get by anybody. They have all the tape. Experts, all that kind of stuff. All right. These are all good things to ask Baldy. We have Baldy next. I am curious Baldy's opinion on the Saquon workload.
I think Hassan got a sack in his second game.
Did he?
Well, he's going to surpass Bryce Huff in sacks by next week.
Well, he already did, right? Bryce Huff just has a half a sack.
I think he's at 1.5.
Oh, okay.
I think he did. Did Bryce Huff finally get a full sack?
I think he finally was a full sacksman. A
couple games ago. Yeah. Definitely wasn't this game.
It's been three games.
Yeah, okay.
The Giants game, right?
Yeah.
It might have been the Giants
game. I'll get back in the MetLife turf.
All right. Oh, yeah, revenge game. Aww. Bryce Huff revenge game. Mekhi Becton revenge game. Mekhi Becton was really good.
Highest graded Eagle.
Yeah, he was really good.
Last game.
Coming up next.
Wasn't good enough to keep me in the top five. Oh.
Woohoo. This guy's blowing thesis.
How's this guy doing?
I thought we'd already did it.
No.
No, Flyers in 50 is at 3:30. Insider of the Year at 4:30. Now the committee has to re-rank it.
This is...
And it's a stupid scoop from the summer. He's still bringing up Mekhi Becton. No one cares.
Go ahead and murder me. Go ahead.
What a show today. Oh, man. Oh, boy.
I tell you, it's like we're all distracted.
Yes. Wonder what. What could be going on? Baldy's next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.